Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is it loud enough, or should we amplify it a little further? Let us amplify it a little further. How nice to be here with all you wonderful devotees, particularly His Grace Nanda Kumar Prabhu. His Grace Nanda Kumar Prabhu ki. You know, when a person walks in while you're talking about them, it means they're going to live long lives. Nanda Kumar Prabhu is going to live a long, very long and very auspicious and wonderful. So yes, in 2 days' time, it is Gopanima, the appearance day of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What an auspicious and wonderful day. And we will all be there at the lotus feet of Shishinatai Gaurahari, celebrating the occasion. Oh, it's going to be just wonderful. And I thought to set the scene and just prepare us, get us a little focused in that direction. I thought that this evening we could read something about Lord Chaitanya. Would that be acceptable? And, well, I think perhaps on Wednesday we may read about his actual appearance. But what I thought we could do now is read something from his childhood pastimes. Yeah, when he was a small boy. We all know little children are fascinating. But when the little child is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, oh, so fascinating. Overwhelmingly fascinating and wonderful in so many ways. So let us do that. Let us read a few verses describing a few of Lord Chaitanya's childhood pastimes, and we can say a few words about that, and it will help us to gear up and just some little impetus for us to really get focused. And that will really carry us into the day on Wednesday. So, please repeat after me. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna. So let's see, we will read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 14, Lord Chaitanya's Childhood Pastimes. We'll begin with text 21, and then we will just carry on for some time and see where things lead us. But I think they will lead us to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. Again and again, repeatedly and endlessly. I'll read the Bengali for a few of the verses, and then perhaps just read the translations. Tabe kata dine prabhur jano chankramana nana chavatkara tata karyala darshana. After some days, the Lord began to crawl on his knees, and he caused various wonderful things to be seen. Krandanera chale balaila harinama, nari sabha haribale, hase goradama. The Lord caused all the ladies to chant the holy names of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, on the plea of his crying. And while they chanted, the Lord would smile. Let us just say a few words about that. Of course, the mission of Lord Chaitanya is to establish the chanting of the holy names, and particularly the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, it is a fact that even though, of course, that is his mission, Sankirtan Yajna, but still, in his earlier days, up until the time really that his father passed away, when Lord Chaitanya was basically a young man. Up until that time, Lord Chaitanya was not manifesting himself as the Supreme Lord. Even he was not really manifesting himself as a devotee. He was remaining hidden to the vision of the non-devotees, and everyone, even the devotees actually. Even the devotees, he was not showing himself at all. And indeed, he would really, when Lord Chaitanya was small, well, up to that time his father passed away when he was a young man, he was like a very mischievous and sometimes quite hyperactive in his mischievousness, young fellow. And he would even taunt the devotees. We'll get to that in a little while. But here now, we do need to bear in mind that still Lord Chaitanya's mission, even at that point, was to encourage and ultimately to present and teach the fact that everyone must chant the holy names of the Lord in this age of Kali. If anyone wants to make advancement, then there's no alternative other than to chant the holy names. Nothing else will help in any substantial way at all. So, now, here, we see what happened. In the first verse we read, it said that Lord Chaitanya started crawling. So, crawling means some months old. Any of you experienced parents could tell us, I had not been through that experience in this lifetime. So, I don't really know when they start crawling. But It's before they start walking, isn't it? So after some months, am I right? They start walking. I mean crawling, sorry. How many months could it be?
10 months.
Something like that? Several months, give or take. Several months, a child starts crawling. So Lord Chaitanya was about that age. And as we mentioned, Lord Chaitanya was very mischievous. And those of you who are experienced with children, and even me, who's not, but I've been around quite a few, and you would know that one of the prescribed duties of a small child is to do what? To cry. They must do it. Otherwise they're going, it's their dharma. They must cry. So Lord Chaitanya would cry. For what? For any reason. For no reason. Half a reason. Something. But he would cry. Regularly. Did your children cry? Do they still cry? Oh, they still cry. Okay. So Lord Chaitanya would cry. And sometimes he would really seriously cry. Like, you know, some great crisis, some great calamity has descended. Some insurmountable calamity. And the ladies, the program was, the ladies means all the neighborhood ladies, because they were living in Navadweep town, or even it really was a city. It was big. And they were living there in one part, in Mayapur. And so in that suburb, that little area around there, that street, all the ladies, what they would do every day after Lord Chaitanya appeared, from the day he appeared, they would all gather at Mother Sachi's house. Mother Sachi, of course, is the mother of Lord Chaitanya. They would all gather there, and they'd just spend the whole day, the whole day, from morning to night, with Lord Chaitanya, doing different things, playing with him, joking with him, and just interacting again and again, taking turns to carry him, and so on. And this is what they would do. They, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, they did not go to the factory, office, or shop to work. No. They didn't do that. They understood how important the home is and how important it is to look after the children and really have a proper atmosphere at home and proper environment and to really train the children, look after the children. So the ladies, the vast majority, if not actually all, they would not go to the factory and so on. They would stay home and look after the children and keep the home clean and everything really nicely arranged. And of course, what? Cook excellent prasadam. Super excellent. Just absolutely fabulous. Yeah. Maybe they cooked beans, I don't know. There are records. I mean, there are descriptions of different meals that Lord Chaitanya had, feasts, and many, many preparations mentioned and described in Chaitanya Charitamrita at different occasions. But I have not found one which mentioned beans. Anyway, it's okay. So these ladies then, they would just spend the whole day with Lord Chaitanya, and they would just leave home early in the morning, and they wouldn't go back home and look after the house and everything. And their husbands would come home in the evening, and there'd be no prasadam ready because they'd been with Lord Chaitanya the whole day. In those days he was called Nimai. Different names, but Nimai was a very popular one because he was born under a neem tree. So they had just been there the whole day. So Lord Chaitanya, as we said, he was crying regularly every day. And the ladies would try in this way and that to stop him from crying. But he would not stop crying. They would use all the usual lady strategies, you know. Hugging and throwing him a little and saying sort of little childish things and fussing, in general fussing about him and trying to pacify him. He would not be pacified. So this was going on for some time, and they were worried that this little child, you know, we know children are meant to cry, but he really cries above and beyond the call of duty. So they're getting into anxiety about it. And one day they were just feeling frustrated because Nimai was still crying. Everyone had tried squeezing him and petting him, but nothing worked. And so they put him down, and one of the ladies got so fried and just, what on earth are we going to do? And she just called out, "Oh, Hari, Hari!" And Lord Chaitanya stopped crying on the spot. And everyone was stunned. What happened? Is this a divine revelation? A confirmation of a new strategy? So little Lord Chaitanya was silent for a minute, and then he started crying again. And then they thought, let's try it again. Let's see if it works a second time. So now he's crying and crying, and they called out, "Hari, Hari!" And he stopped. And they understood, this is it. This is how to sort of control him. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya, it became like a whole subject of exchange. He would cry, they would call out, "Hari, Hari!" And he'd stop crying and smile. And then they'd stop saying "Hari, Hari!" And he'd start crying again. You know, children are good at that. Cry, and then a second later, smile. And a few seconds later, cry again. So Lord Chaitanya was doing this. And it was always this "Hari, Hari, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra," like this, he would always respond to. So this was really part of Lord Chaitanya's mission of spreading the chanting of the holy names. Even at that very early point, it's just amongst the neighborhood ladies, but he was encouraging and inspiring the chanting of the holy names. Did you try it with your children? Hurry, hurry. Next time they cry, give it a try. See what happens. Tare kata dine kaila pada chankramana. Shishu gane mili kaila vivida kailana. After some days, the Lord began to move his legs and walk. He mixed with other children and exhibited various sports. After some days, of course, means, you know, after a few months or so, like that. Ekadina sachikai sandesha ania batabari dia baila kauta basia. One day, while the Lord was enjoying his playful sports with the other little children, Mother Sachi brought a dish filled with fused rice and sweetmeats and asked the child to sit down and eat them. But when she returned to her household duties, the child hid from his mother and began to eat dirt. I'm just reading the translations now. Seeing this, Mother Sachi hastily returned and exclaimed, "What is this? What is this?" She snatched the dirt from the hands of the Lord and inquired why he was eating it. Crying, the child inquired from his mother, "Why are you angry? You've already given me dirt to eat. What is my fault?" Interesting perspective. This is now Lord Chaitanya continuing to speak. "Fused rice, sweetmeats, and all other eatables are but transformations of dirt. This is dirt, that is dirt. Please consider, what is the difference between them? This body is a transformation of dirt, and the eatables are also a transformation of dirt. Please reflect upon this. You're blaming me without consideration. What can I say?" You know what Lord Chaitanya is saying, in effect? You know what he's saying? What's he saying? Anyway, what he's saying is, it's all one. He's saying it's all one. That's what he's saying. And actually, Prabhupada makes the point, there's an extensive purport here. Prabhupada says, "Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Supreme Spiritual Master, instructed his mother about the Mayavad philosophy by saying that the body is dirt and eatables are also dirt. He implied that everything is Maya. This is Mayavad philosophy." Yeah, it's all one. Astonished that the child was speaking Mayavad philosophy, Mother Sachi replied, "Who has taught you this philosophical speculation that justifies eating dirt?" Replying to the Mayavad idea of the child philosopher, Mother Sachi said, "My dear boy, if we eat earth transformed into grain, our body is nourished and it becomes strong. But if we eat earth, if we eat dirt in its crude state, the body becomes diseased instead of nourished, and thus it is destroyed. In a water pot which is a transformation of dirt, I can bring water very easily. But if I poured water on a lump of dirt, the lump would soak up the water and my labor would be useless." The Lord replied to his mother, "Why did you conceal self-realization by not teaching me this practical philosophy in the beginning? Now that I can understand this philosophy, no more shall I eat dirt. Whenever I am hungry, I shall suck your breast and drink your breast milk. After saying this, the Lord, smiling slightly, climbed on the lap of his mother and sucked her breast. Just see. So Mother Sachi is glorified in this, effectively glorified in this case, because she preaches against Mayavad in a very practical way. It's not just some theoretical, philosophical concept, some ideology, but it's very practical. That, okay, everything is a transformation of earth or dirt, that may be. In other words, oneness is there, to some degree, oneness is there. But still, that dirt, when it's in a crude state, raw state, then it is not suitable for being eaten. It needs to go through the transformation and become the vegetable. Then it's suited for eating. So oneness is there, certainly. But difference is also there, certainly. And both things have to be taken into consideration. Neither can be overlooked. Neither can be overlooked. So, in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, at least to our knowledge, what we read, this is the first time where this, or you could say some really important philosophical concept, is established by Lord Chaitanya himself. And in discussion with his mother, you know, because it was the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya that the whole discussion developed like that. So that's very nice. Lord Chaitanya did not, and I mean really not, appreciate Mayavad impersonal philosophy. Just that it's all one and it's just all one. And that's all there is to it. Mayavadi Bhasya Shunile Haya Sarva Nasha. Lord Chaitanya says later on in Chaitanya Charitamrita, anyone who hears that Mayavadi Bhasya, the philosophy, the description of the Mayavadis, Haya Sarva Nasha, everything is destroyed for that person. They become too confused, and to unconfuse them, deconfuse them, defuse them, it becomes too much. It becomes too much. I remember many years ago, actually about 30, a little more than 30 years ago, when I first arrived in this country, one devotee took me to visit an ashram of a popular Hindu movement in Durban. So we went there and we met the chief Swami. He showed us around. He was very pleasant. And he gave us some books about the founder. Well, I think by the founder. And in this one book by the founder, we won't mention any names, but the founder, Swami, he was saying that, you know, he has many spiritual activities and disciplines and so on. But he said his favorite activity was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The other way round, actually. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Which, you know, is not really a problem, although we do it the other way, which is really the correct way. although in a certain sense it just doesn't matter. So anyway, this Swami was saying he just loves to chant this mantra. It's the Maha Mantra. It's just fantastic. And I was reading this and I thought, oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. He's a devotee. So then he said that, this is now in the last chapter of one of these books he gave us, he said that, yes, in my ashram, my headquarters, I have my private rooms where I stay. And there's one room, he said, it's like the, we say sometimes, sanctum sanctorum, means the most sacred place. And he said, it's just the most sacred place there. Only I go in there, nobody else goes in there. And he said, I go in there, and in there is a deity of Krishna. And I thought, wow, this is very nice. This is great, actually. And he said, yes, I go in there on my own. And I become so absorbed in chanting the Maha Mantra. And I thought, wow, he's really a devotee. And then he said, and when I chant and chant and chant, after some time, I get into, you know, an ecstatic consciousness. And then I continue chanting, and after a little while, I realize I am Krishna. And that was the end of the book. Seriously, that was it. Last page, book finished. What a letdown. Talk about from the sublime to the ridiculous. It was really terrible. It was terrible. You know, he was doing fantastic. By Hindu standards, he was just doing wonderfully. And then suddenly, at the last moment, total letdown. So it goes deep. The contamination of impersonalism. It's all one. I'm God, you're God, and so on and so forth. And therefore, because we're all God and everyone and everything is God, then it doesn't matter. You worship Krishna, you worship Durga, etc., etc. Doesn't matter. It's okay. Well, sorry, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. Because Durga and Krishna are not one. They just are not. They are separate from each other. So, Lord Chaitanya, it's part of his mission, an important part of his mission, to really make it really clear how Mayavad philosophy is not correct, but really what is correct is achintya bhed abhed tattva. Everything is simultaneously and somewhat inconceivably one with the Lord, but at the same time also different. Yes. So this is the idea here. It was really Lord Chaitanya just using the situation to lead his mother in a certain way, because obviously he knew that if I'm eating dirt, she's going to get very upset and make a big issue of it. And like this, Lord Chaitanya arranged this whole pastime so that the real idea could be established. Let's read on a little further. Thus, under various excuses, the Lord exhibited his opulences as much as possible in his childhood. And later, after exhibiting such opulences, he hid himself. On one occasion, the Lord ate the food of a Brahmin guest three times. And later, in confidence, the Lord revealed that Brahmin, delivered that Brahmin from material engagement. I think you know that story, many of you at least. One traveling mendicant Brahmin came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, the father of Lord Chaitanya. It was the early evening or so, and he asked if he could stay overnight. And he was carrying a deity of Gopal, Ladu Gopal, who he would worship every day. But he'd been traveling the whole day, he had not worshipped the deity yet. So he asked Jagannath Mishra, "Can I cook an offering for my deity?" And Jagannath Mishra said, "Of course, please do." So he did. And he put it on a nice offering plate, put the plate in front of Gopal on the altar, and bowed down and chanted the mantras and prayed, "Please accept my offering." And as he's down, bowing down, and the different mantras to chant, it takes a little while. From the altar, he heard different sounds. Clink, clunk, chomp, munch. Eating sounds. And he thought, "What is this?" And he looked up. There was little Lord Chaitanya. And he's small at this age. Maybe 2 years old or something. Two or three perhaps. Eating off the plate. Oh, he was too shocked. The poor devotee. He was just too shocked. And he just called out, "Oh my Lord, I've offended you. You wouldn't accept my offering." And little Lord Chaitanya said, "What do you mean?" "Yeah, here I am. I'm accepting your offering. It's nice." But the devotee couldn't understand it. And he thought, "Oh no, this boy is too much. What an offender. Oh, it's terrible." And Jagannath Mishra came and took Nimai away and said, "Don't worry, we'll lock him up. And you please cook again." By now it's like 7 or something like that in the evening. So the devotee said, okay. He cooked again, and Jagannath Mishra said, "Don't worry, we will put guards on the door and we will lock the door. And Nimai will not escape." So again he cooked, and again offering plate on the altar in front of Gopal, bowed down and prayed and chanted the mantras and prayed, "My Lord, this time please accept my offering." And then again, slurp, slurp, chew, chew, and related sounds. And he looked up, and there again, it was little Nimai. And again, he just panicked, and even more. "This is terrible. My Lord, you wouldn't accept my offering. I'm an offender. Oh no." And little Lord Chaitanya said, Listen, you called me again. Here I am. And now you're getting upset. I don't understand." And so Jagannath Mishra came again and told the devotee, "Don't worry, this time we will take him to the other side of town. And we will get the, you know, some like security company. And they will just lock him up and surround the place completely on the other side of town. So don't worry, cook again." So a guinea cooked, maybe this time it's like 8 or 9 in the evening. It's quite late. And again, the offering in front of Gopal and bowing down, ringing the bell, chanting the mantras and praying, "My Lord, this time, accept my offering, please." And again, same thing. All different types of eating and drinking sounds and rattling of paraphernalia and munching. And he looked up, and again it was little Lord Chaitanya. It was too much. He just couldn't take it. And again he was crying out, "I'm such an offender, oh no! And my Lord, you wouldn't accept my offering. It's just, it's too much." And little Lord Chaitanya said, "Listen, listen. You call me every time and I come and eat, and then you get angry. What's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?" And the poor devotee thought, "Oh no, this boy is just in another dimension." And Lord Chaitanya then said, "Wait a minute, look at me." And the devotee, you know, he looked at Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya transformed into Gopal. And the devotee was so ecstatic, he just collapsed on the ground in ecstasy. However, Lord Chaitanya told him, and I think mention was made, was it? Not exactly. Well, yeah. The verse says, later, in confidence, the Lord delivered that devotee. Because the Lord told him, "Don't tell anyone at all." So it was only much later, after Lord Chaitanya left the world, that this story came out. So then the Lord was kidnapped by two thieves. That happened. In his childhood, the Lord was taken away by two thieves outside his home. The Lord, however, got up on the shoulders of the thieves, and while they were thinking they were safely carrying the child to rob his ornaments, the Lord misled them, and thus instead of going to their own home, the thieves came back to the home of Jagannath Mishra. So they picked him up and gave him some sweet, you know, because they're afraid he's a small boy. He's going to just start crying, and the parents will come out, and they'll want to know, "What are you doing picking up our child?" So it was a bit tense, but they sort of bribed Lord Chaitanya. Children also are quite susceptible to bribes. And he was very happy. And, you know, it was great. It was fun to be with them. And he had all these beautiful ornaments on. And they took him away to their house to just take all the ornaments. And then they would have just abandoned him somewhere. So they were moving, going back through the town, through the city, and then they came to their area, you know, where they were living, and of course they knew the area very well. And they're moving through the area, and then they came to the corner, and then they knew around this corner, down the street, our house is there. Here is the cafe where we go all the time, you know. They knew where they were. And they turned the corner, and they found they were outside Jagannath Mishra's house again. And they just couldn't believe it. But they thought, no problem, let's try again. And again, winding through the streets of the town for a little while, And again, okay, here we are, yeah. We just turn here every day for years. We've just turned at this corner, and there we are at home. They turned the same corner. They were in front of Jagannath Mishra's house. And, you know, this was too much for them. And there they are now, standing outside the house, carrying Lord Chaitanya. And Jagannath Mishra and some of the others came out. And they thought, the thieves thought, oh no, they're going to catch us, kidnapping their child. We're going to get into big trouble. Because, you know, in India, except at the airports, I mean, pretty much, there is no police force. Doesn't exist in India. It's true. A few other places where they collect bribes. But otherwise there's no police force. So if anyone catches anyone doing something, stealing, they don't call the police. That's the last thing you do. No, you just beat the person to a pulp. That's the way it works. And so they thought, oh no, here's all these adults coming out. They're going to know we tried to kidnap the boy. They're going to smash us. But Jagannath Mishra came out and said, oh, you found our Nimai. We were wondering where he was. Oh, thank you. And the thieves, they thought very quickly, and they said, yes, well, we saw him just around the corner, and, you know, and we thought, well, this can't be his home. Let us take him and find his parents. So here he is. And Jagannath Mishra thanked them and sent them away with some prasad. So this is Lord Chaitanya. He's a real character. Very mischievous. Very mischievous. And he continued being mischievous for years. For years. He was doing all these types of things. Different types of things. When he grew up a little bit, now he's started school. So every day after school, Lord Chaitanya and his friends, before they went home for lunch, they would go down to the Ganges and take bath. And then they'd go home. And they'd take bath, anyway, they would do that. Now, Lord Chaitanya being very mischievous, Nimai, it's midday, 12, 1, like that. And down at the Ganges, midday, every day many Pukka Brahmins would come, big Brahmins, and go into the Ganges fully clothed, up to the waist, even up to the chest, and pull out their Brahmin threads and chant Gayatri very seriously. You know, we're just big Brahmins. We are just chanting our mantras. So they do that. And Lord Chaitanya sometimes, because the Ganges is, the water in the Ganges is cloudy. It's not clear. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya, in other words, you can't really see down into the water. You just see the surface, and then it's too cloudy to see more than a few inches. Lord Chaitanya would come swimming under the water. There they are chanting their mantras very seriously, meditating on God. And he'd come along and grab their feet and just pull them under and they would come out just spluttering and just devastated. And Lord Chaitanya would come up and laugh. And they'd chastise him. What do you think you're doing? You're Jagannath Mishra's son. You're from a good family. How can you do things like this? We were meditating on God. And Lord Chaitanya said, I know, here I am. But they wouldn't get it, because he had not revealed himself. So they just wouldn't get it, and they'd think, oh no, it's even worse. And sometimes he would do that, they'd come out, and he'd make fun of them, and sometimes he'd then splash them in the faces. Or while they're chanting Gayatri, suddenly, you know, like, huge splashing and wildly splashing in the face, sometimes spitting on them. Ooh. Very mischievous. And Lord Chaitanya, there were men's areas for bathing and ladies' areas. And sometimes he would take the men's clothes, take them to the ladies' area, leave them there, take the ladies' clothes to the men's area, and they would come out of the water and obviously just be very disturbed. And Lord Chaitanya, with the men, he would say, why don't you take the sari? I think you'd look very nice in it. And things like that. And sometimes he wouldn't just swap the clothes, sometimes he'd just steal them completely. Sure. And they really get disturbed. And sometimes the young girls, sort of, I don't know, 8 to 12 years maybe, would come down and worship Durga in some form or another in order to get good husbands. And they'd make a little temporary altar and have maybe a picture or a little informal deity and offer things, offer fruit, offer arati and so on like that. And Lord Chaitanya would come, move Durga off the altar, sit on the altar, and just start eating the fruit and waving the agarbatti around. And the girls would get so upset. And little Lord, I mean, school age, Lord Chaitanya would say, don't you get angry with me. You've got to be nice to me. If you're nice to me, I will bless you. Each one of you will have a very handsome and very dynamic and intelligent husband. And you'll have many children and live very comfortably. But if you want to chastise me like this, then I'll give you another blessing, that each one of you will become the 99th wife of some of old crabby men. So they were afraid that it might be true, so they would all be nice. So this was going on a daily basis, and various other things, and eventually it got a bit much with some of the people, and they ganged up together. Let us go to the house of Jagannath Mishra and just tell him what's going on here and get him to chastise Nimai. So this whole big party went off, banged on the door of Jagannath Mission's house and explained everything. That, you know, this is what he's been doing right now. So we want you to go down there to the river right now, grab hold of him, and we want to see you chastise him strongly. So Jagannath Mishra, he got very angry, took a stick and said, okay, just tell me, where is he? And they all went back down. In the meantime, down by the river, Lord Chaitanya had told his friends, because everyone's gone now, except him and his friends. He told them that when my father comes, tell him I have not come to the river yet today. Tell him I stayed back at school to do extra study so I can get better marks in my exams and please him. So then Lord Chaitanya went back to the school. So then just a few minutes later, Jagannath Mishra came down with this whole crowd of people, and he's got his stick, and he says to the boys, where is he? Where's Nimai? And the boys said, Nimai? No, he hasn't been down to the river today. He stayed back at school to do extra work, extra study, to get better marks so he can please you. And Jagannath Mishra couldn't believe it, and all the people couldn't believe it. It's lies. Let's go to the school, and you know, you'll be able to see he's been swimming, because Lord Chaitanya had long hair. And when you got long hair, it takes some time for your hair to dry. And they would bathe like in their clothes sometimes. So when they go home, you know, at least say like their underwear would be wet and you can see the wetness through the outer cloths. So they all went off to the school. When they arrived at the school, who should be coming out of the school with his school books completely dry, totally, with spots of ink here and there from his heavy studying? But Nimai and Jagannath Mishra said, what's going on? You were harassing these people down in the river. And Nimai said, me? No. I was here studying because I want to get better marks to please you. I haven't been to the river yet. I'm going now. And see, I'm completely dry. And Jagannath Mishra could see, yeah, he is dry. He can't have been in the river. And Lord Chaitanya said, you know, actually these people, they're all envious of me. They're all against me. They're trying to get me into trouble. You shouldn't listen to them. And all the people, because they had seen him down at the river, they're just too bewildered. And Jagannath Mishra accepted what Lord Chaitanya said and told the people, don't you treat my son like this. See, I've got the stick, you must watch out. So Lord Chaitanya was very mischievous. Very mischievous. Many things he did. One time, he and his friends were on the way to school quite early in the morning. They saw on the road Murari Gupta. He is an associate of Jagannath Mishra's, a generation older, and a great devotee. and Murari Gupta, he was a doctor, he was walking with some other person. The other person was like a Mayavadi type. And the other person was saying to Murari Gupta, "It's all one." And Murari Gupta was saying, "Yeah, it's okay, right, yeah, maybe." Not standing up against it, he was kind of going along with it. "And we're all God." "Yeah, maybe, okay, perhaps." And Lord Chaitanya, schoolboy, Nimai, he heard this, and he really didn't like it. And he went over, he started following Murari Gupta, and imitating him, his voice, but in a very sarcastic way. And Murari Gupta turned around and saw, it's Nimai. And he said, "What do you think you're doing? You're meant to be a good boy. Your father's a very well-known Brahmin devotee. How can you do this?" And Nimai said to him, "How can I do this? How can you do this? How dare you? It's all one, everyone's God. How dare you talk like that? You're meant to be a devotee." And Murari Gupta was shocked. And Lord Chaitanya told him, "You wait. I'm going to come and visit you at lunchtime. And I'm going to show you what I think about this nonsense you've been talking. I'm going to show you and teach you a lesson you'll never forget." So then they went off to school. Murari Gupta went, and he was a doctor, so he was treating people. And later, lunchtime, he was at home, he sat down, he had forgotten what had happened with Nimai. He sat down, his wife brought him a nice plate of prasad. He was just about to start, and he heard a voice outside. "Murari, are you there? Are you there? Where are you?" And he could recognize it's Nimai. And Nimai came in, dressed as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very opulent, with ornaments and necklaces and all these things, like the Supreme Lord. And Nimai told him, "Did you forget? I told you I'd come around and show you what I think of all your nonsense. It's all one." And Murari's just taken aback by the sight of the Lord just standing right in front of him. And the Lord said, "Okay, you want to know what I think? I'll show you what I think." And you know what the Lord did? He urinated on the prasadam. Hare Krishna. I should have warned you. X-rated. He just urinated over everything. And he told Murari, "See, this is what I think. And don't you do it again. Otherwise, next time, oh, we'll really be in trouble." And Murari Gupta is just totally bewildered, completely. And suddenly, right in front of him, Lord Chaitanya vanished. Gone. He didn't just quickly walk away. He just disappeared, just like that. And Murari realized, he's the Supreme Lord. He's actually the Supreme Lord. He's appeared and revealed himself to me. I've got to find him. He jumped up and went running to Lord Chaitanya's house, which is, because his house is still there, the place at least is still there. It's a kilometer or more, maybe 1.5 kilometers from Lord Chaitanya's house. He ran all the way. And Lord Chaitanya is just a small schoolboy, maybe 7, 8 years old, 9 years old, just a small boy. And Maharaj just went running over. He arrived there. There was Lord Chaitanya in his school clothes. And again, spots of ink. And sitting on his mother's lap. And Maharaj Gupta came in and just offered his dandavats. And Nimai said, "Oh, Maharaj Gupta, what are you doing here? Have you seen something? You look like you've seen something." But then Maharaj Gupta, he didn't say anything. So again, Lord Chaitanya revealed himself to someone, but not to everyone. And there are many stories, and, you know, it's a long story. And we'll continue tomorrow night at Damodar Prasad and Radhika Prasad's place. I think you're all invited. So we'll continue there. But let us just close by making an important point. Lord Chaitanya was very mischievous. And not, certainly not, openly showing that he's the Lord. And not showing that he's a devotee either. He's just like this mischievous, brilliant, genius, Brahmin boy. Like the most incredibly outstanding student at school. Unbelievable. And in his class were Gadadha Pandit, Gadadha from the Panchatattva, and Mukundadat, who's also, he was a very great devotee, very great devotee. And they preached to Lord Chaitanya that, "Come on, you should become a devotee. Why don't you become a devotee?" And Lord Chaitanya would say, "Nah, I don't want to become a devotee. Why would I want to be a devotee? Jump up and down, hurry, hurry, ball. It's stupid." No. But they were very persistent. They would practically every day say to him, "Listen, you should become a devotee. You could become a good devotee." And this went on for some years. I mean, for many years, actually, throughout his whole school career. Finally, towards the end, one day, Lord Chaitanya said to Mukunda, Mukunda had been saying, "No, you should become a devotee, you could become a good devotee. It's the best thing to do." And Lord Chaitanya said, okay, listen. "You want me to become a devotee?" "Yes, please become a devotee." "Okay, I'll become a devotee." And Mukundadat's shocked. "Really? You're going to become a devotee?" And Lord Chaitanya said, "Yeah. You keep on and on and on. All right. I'll become a devotee then." "And you know what? When I become a devotee, I'll become the best devotee. You'll never have seen a devotee like me at all." And Nimai said, I will become such a great devotee. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will personally come to offer obeisances to me." And Mukunda thought, "Well, you know, it's good, but wow, he's so arrogant. Why can't you just say, okay, I'll become a devotee? He's too arrogant. What sort of devotee is he going to be?" And shortly after, Lord Chaitanya's father passed away. He went to Gaya to do the last rites, was initiated by Ishwarapuri, and then manifested as a devotee, as the best devotee, amazing devotee. So, tune in tomorrow night at Damodar Prasad and Radhika Prasad's flat in Yeovil, and we will continue the story. Hare Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki
jai.
Sri Gopanima Mahotsava ki
jai.
Gaur Premanande. So,
kirtan.
Okay, everyone can stand up for some kirtan.